The second thing people ask is whether or not they can extrapolate the use. So, for example, if a drug has been tested in the neoadjuvant or metastatic setting, can you use the drug in all the other settings? And the answer to that is yes. In general, what we understand about the originator product leads us to be confident that we can take these agents and really believe they're as good. That's one of the big comments I get from people. If you have a drug that's available and the study was done in the first-line metastatic setting and it looks identical to trastuzumab, can I give it in the adjuvant setting or neoadjuvant setting? And the answer is yes. The drug actually has approval to be given in all the different settings that you give trastuzumab. Can you use it in gastric cancer? Yes, because it seems as though the activity can be relied upon. So extrapolation is reasonable. The other question that people ask is, can you combine the antibody with other chemotherapy agents and other antibodies? Because we know there's no pharmacokinetic or pharmacodynamic interaction, I feel like it's very reasonable to use these biosimilars in combination with other agents where we know that the originator product has effectiveness. So those are all really important answers. There are pharmacist questions that come up, like, can you do switching? Is there interchangeability, et cetera? For most oncologists, that's not really an issue, and it's an issue which will remain with our pharmacy colleagues in terms of how they use these agents in clinical practice. One of the things that is useful to say is that although we prefer the so-called generic names, these drugs are used as biosimilars. So we have trastuzumab originator, and then we have trastuzumab biosimilar, and the trastuzumab biosimilars are going to have a series of four letters after them, which are meaningless. So until we're actually using them in practice, it's going to be very hard. Although we talk about the names being generic or branded, these are biosimilars, so they'll never be called generic. So it's just an important terminology. So if we talk about trastuzumab originator versus trastuzumab biosimilar, that's probably the easiest way to refer to them without using the branded names.
Yeah, it's really interesting how this is all evolving.